Doc is investigating what might have killed three baby kiwi in one week at a Dunedin wildlife sanctuary. The tokoeka, or southern brown kiwi, were getting supplementary food and regular checkups at Orokonui Eco Sanctuary. It's hoped autopsies may shed some light on what happened. The kiwi were part of the Operation Nest Egg program, where eggs are taken from areas in the wild where they're at risk and are hatched in incubators before being sent to the eco sanctuary to be raised for release back into the wild. Orokonui Eco Sanctuary educator Taylor Davies-Colley joins us now. Kia ora, Taylor.
Kia ora.
This must have been pretty sad for you guys.
Yeah, it's incredibly saddening for the sanctuary and for our community to have the loss of any taonga like these tokoeka. Yeah, and especially given how threatened they are, but also I guess how much mahi our volunteers and staff and our wider community that cares about these birds puts into ensuring they thrive.
Can you tell us a little bit about what happened? Did they all die at the same time and how were they discovered?
They were discovered during their regular health checks. So while these birds are here, we're taking really close attention to them, really good care of them. And we found, unfortunately, one passed away prior to a health check, and then the other one was found shortly after that, and the final one was found unwell and taken to the wildlife hospital where it also unfortunately passed away. Wow, when these birds go downhill, they seem to really decline rather quickly, and so often even if we find them in a bad condition, there's only so much we can do.
How old were these kiwi, and is it uncommon for them to die in a cluster like this?
So these are still young birds, less than 6 months old. They would have been hatched over this last breeding season. It is uncommon to have so many die in a very short period of time. These are really fragile birds, and it is being a young bird of any type, especially a young kiwi, is tough. Loss of these birds, even in managed situations like ours, is not uncommon. But loss of a few of them together is pretty uncommon.
So, Taylor, has that led you to check things like there's no contamination in food and there's nothing in the environment that could have caused them harm, given you have a cluster?
Yeah, so we're doing all those sorts of checkups, and hopefully the necropsy results will come back, and if there's anything in there, that'll be informative. But I mean, this is we've been doing this for 10 years, and over 70 of these chicks have graduated from our creche in that time. So, this is a bit of an anomaly, and yeah, we're really looking into making sure that we can get to the bottom of what happened, or just make sure that nothing further goes on.
You do have other young chicks there, so what steps did you take to make sure they weren't potentially exposed to a threat and that they were all still okay?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're really lucky here in Dunedin to have a functioning wildlife hospital. And so those other three chicks that we have with us at the moment were taken straight to the hospital. There they were given a full checkup. They spent a few days in the hospital, and then they were brought back to the sanctuary where now they're currently back in the same situation they were in before. And they seem to be doing well now that they're back in the sanctuary.
Really good to talk to you. Thank you for joining us. That is Taylor Davies-Colley there, and he is from the Orokonui Eco Sanctuary. They've lost three baby chicks. Doc is investigating what might have killed them. They'll be having autopsies to see if there's anything that can be, harmful to the other remaining chicks.